Were there any restaurants? Did y'all have a place that you went to eat at, a restaurant, or did you play bingo? Oh, I know. One time you told me about a place that you would take Mama to go dancing at. What was that again? That's interesting.
Well, it wasn't the VFW down here. It had a Saturday night dances. I think maybe they closed that up now. But I never was much interested in dancing. I tried to make music though, a little bit, play it dangerous.
So you play, sometimes you play your guitar and sing it? That's interesting.
Well, yeah, I played guitar and about all.
Well, how would you say, what was it like living in Alabama during the 1940s and 50s? Would you say things were...
Well, it was recovering off out of the panic, 39, 40, and of course we had...
What kind of panic? I haven't
panic. Heard... Oh, it's back when everybody has no money but the rich man. He was afraid to spend it. Oh, I would say it's pretty rough. People had to help other people, and you had to help other people, and other people had to help you in some things.
What kind of help? How would you help each other? I'm very interested in this, and I don't know very much about this.
Well, not many people. If you got sick, the neighbors and all would take care of the person.
Papa, I'm going to go back to the earlier part of your life into the 1930s before the war, and I'd like for you to tell me what your life was like during that time, how you lived, how you worked with each other.
Well, everybody either walked, rode a horse for transportation or riding the buggy. And Saturday nights, somebody would have a chicken stew on Saturday nights, and they'd always turn out to be a dance. Everybody danced till midnight, and then the old man would dance and go home. We had a good time in a very simple, and I guess very simple way.
Things were a lot more, they weren't as complicated as they are today. People
worked together more,
and it was hard. You had to work together and be closer. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, everybody worked hard. Nobody had very much money.
What did you do for entertainment during this time?
Well, there was no... Well, people had radios, no television, and we would listen to the radios on Saturday nights, Grand Ole Opry.
Oh.
And... I guess that'd be all.
Well, you were talking about how you worked, how you lived, that you grew everything you ate, and that's how you worked for the extra money that you had. And say one family had gotten sick, y'all had to work together to help the other family.
Neighbors had to be neighbors, and if one got sick, the neighbors take care of them. Mm-hmm. No, not many people were able to go to the hospital and pay the expense. Doctors were all good. They'd come out to your house, mm-hmm. and some of them would come in old buggies. Some had cars, some in the winter would get rolls of syrup that you couldn't get by in a car, they'd come in a buggy.
Yeah.
But the doctors were good.
They came out for your pregnancy too. If your wife was pregnant, they came out and delivered the baby.
Oh yeah, that was common.
Where was the closest doctor's office or hospital during the 30s, 1930s?
Well, you had to be very seriously sick to go to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And people with bad disease, they just have to live it out at home and die. Follow TV back when I was a kid, that was on curable.
I've been told this statement by some professors that during the 1930s that you went to a hospital, if you got sick, you went to a hospital, you were sick enough to go to a hospital to pass away or to die, instead of now, like where you go to a hospital to get cured, it was more of a place to, that you were beyond help, really,
You
just needed somewhere to stay. TB was bad during this time. Didn't you say that, or hadn't you told me before that some of your family had gotten TB? What did you do?
None of my people.
Mine
did. My wife's people. Some of them had TB. Lots of them would be sent out west. I think she had all of them. They were sent out west to cure yourself, get fresh air.
To Arizona, is that correct?
Arizona, yes.
And the heat and the dry air was supposed to
be? Dry air. That's what the doctors back then thought it would take cure TB, but they found out a year later that it was curable.
Okay, from what source did you get your food during the Depression?
We go to grocery stores and buy large groceries. We buy on the credit, and when we gather our crop in the fall of the year, we go pay our grocery bill.
Mm-hmm.
And no crime. There was, some people would steal your chickens, but that's just about as bad. And of course, as far as murder and all that was concerned, that was very seldom would you ever hear of a person getting killed, murdered.
So there wasn't
people live like when I was a kid, and they live today.
You think they were better people?
Yeah.
Better morals. What would you say about religion? Were y'all real religious? Did you go to church every Sunday, or was it kind of like it is today? Or did you worship at home, or to yourself, or what was religion like?
Well, most people went to church, but they. People back when I was a kid, it was, you wouldn't say no dirty words. That was strictly prohibited. And everybody come to the table at the same time, and we'd eat our lunch, everybody eat together. And more close, families were closer together when I was a kid than they are today.
You work together more. Together.
know, sometimes I wish we had times back now like we had back then. Never know. Well, we never locked the door at home in our life. My daddy never had a key to any of his doors at home. And it wasn't necessary. People didn't steal. But today it's quite different.
Okay. You said during the fall you would go to pay your credit at the grocery store. How did you pay that? With the money? How did
money.
You...
We'd sell our cotton and pay our grocery bill, which we wouldn't owe very much at the grocery store. We'd buy flour, salt, soda, and tobacco. And that's about all. Kerosene for our coal oil for lamps.
Mm-hmm.
And we buy matches and smoking tobacco.
What kind of crops did you plant? Did your family plant? Or most families in Marshall County?
What?
Kind of crops like
cotton, corn, staple crops. Everybody grew cane, make sorghum, syrup, and we had plenty of that, and we had plenty of the eggs. We had chickens.
With hogs?
50 or 60 laying chickens and lay eggs. And really, as far as food is concerned, we had plenty of food, but we had to raise.
Did you have hogs and cows?
We had cows and we had hogs. We had plenty of pork meat, plenty of lard, and of course, the people in the cities, they didn't have that. They had to buy all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a farmer back when I was a kid, we had better stuff to eat and we didn't go hungry. I know some people went hungry. They eat peas for breakfast. Maybe not have coffee to drink and drink hot water for breakfast.
Do you know people personally that had to live that way? Or just heard about them? Or?
Well, most people had enough. They managed some way enough to get plenty of
mm-hmm.
coffee and tobacco.
Or other families would help with you.
Yeah. I know a lot. Pick me up a dozen eggs, take them to town, sell a dozen eggs for a dime. And I could take the dime and buy a box of matches, a sack of tobacco for a dime. So we'd sell butter and milk, eggs, for our coffee, and we'd been in some way out on the farm and lived pretty good.
What were the prices of, name some common items that we use today, and how much did they cost back in that time? Like how much was that, if you wanted to get a quarter butter or lard, how much would that be?
Now I don't know about the lard, but butter sell about 10 cents a pound. And milk, I guess, 15 cents a gallon. And maybe 20 cents for sweet milk. And buttermilk is cheaper. It's about 15 cents.
Where'd you get your clothes during that time? Did you have a clothing store in town, or did you make them at home?
Well, a lot of times it was made at home, and a lot of them just bought the overalls. People didn't wear as fancy clothes back then as they bought before today. Suit clothes cost you, a good suit clothes cost you about $8 or $10.
Wow. Wish I could do that now. And you didn't have electricity during this time. You didn't have a refrigerator, or you had to get your water from the well. And
no, our first radio was batteries. Use the batteries usually on Saturday night, about the time the